inaugural China International Consumer Products Expo kicked off on Thursday in Haikou, capital of the southern island province of Hainan. In his congratulatory message, Chinese President Xi Jinping says the expo serves as a global platform of displaying and trading high-end consumer products. He says the event is conducive to all countries sharing opportunities provided by the Chinese market and conducive to global economic recovery and growth. The Chinese president says the expo will also enable China to offer the world more quality consumer products. Chinese President Xi Jinping held a phone conversation with United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Thursday. He says China will continue to support the work of the United Nations and that of Secretary General Guterres and uphold genuine multilateralism. He says the most important task for the international community remains fighting the COVID-19 pandemic, saying that the world should strengthen cooperation. Xi Jinping says China has decided to offer vaccines to the UN peacekeeping operations and the International Olympic Committee, and will continue to actively support COVAX and make continuous efforts to eliminate the vaccine divide. As this year also marks the 50th anniversary of the restoration of the People's Republic of China's lawful seat in the United Nations, China will hold grand commemorative activities. The Chinese president says China is ready to strengthen cooperation with the United Nations and continue to push forward the implementation of the UN 2030 Sustainable Development Goals. Guterres says he fully agrees that all countries should practice genuine multilateralism on the basis of the UN Charter and international law, adding that China is vital to the international multilateral system. Authorities say China will further promote stable grain production and step up its ability to ensure food security. The remarks were made at a State Council executive meeting chaired by Premier Li Keqiang yesterday. The meeting says the policies including minimum purchase prices for rice and wheat and subsidies for corn and soybean producers will remain and be improved. It says the pilot programs of food cost insurance and income insurance for the three major cereal crops will be extended to make grain growing profitable for farmers. It says authorities should strengthen farmland management and summer harvest and sowing, scale up technical services. The plan of a new round of high-standard farmland development will be implemented. The birth rate in the United States fell 4% in 2020, marking the biggest annual decline in decades. The latest provisional data from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention show the birth rate dropped for the sixth consecutive year. About 3.6 million babies were born in the United States in 2020, a decline from about 3.8 million in 2019. Russia has authorized the use of a single-dose COVID-19 vaccine called Sputnik Light. The health ministry and the jab's developer announced its approval in a joint statement on Thursday. They said that data collected from 28 days after the shot showed that the vaccine has an efficacy rate of more than 79%. 80 tankers are being showcased at the exhibition at the Yu Garden in Shanghai. The tanka is a traditional Tibetan scroll painting which documents the knowledge and practices of Tibetan medicine. This is the first theme exhibition featuring these rare tankas dating back to the Qing Dynasty. The tankas are usually stored at a palace in Lhasa, capital of the Tibet Autonomous Region. The exhibition will last until July 25th.